Misericordia Domini, plena est terra, alleluia. Verbo Dei, celi firmati sunt, alleluia.
April 28, 2019. It's the Sunday of Mercy, Revelation 1:9-13 and 17-19. I, John, your brother and partner in hardship, in the kingdom and in perseverance in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos on account of the word of God and of witness to Jesus. It was a Lord's day, and I was in ecstasy, and I heard a loud voice behind me, like the sound of a trumpet, saying, "Write down in the book all you see, and send it to the seven churches of Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." I turned around to see who was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of them, one like a son of man, dressed in a long robe, tied at the waist with a belt of God. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. It is I, the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and of Hades. Now write down all that you see of present happenings and what is still to come." The Sunday after the high feast of the resurrection of the Lord, we know in our Catholic Church as the Sunday of Mercy. The mercy of God is one of the most beautiful and enlightening parts of the love of our God. And without his mercy, we cannot exist. Also, people are going after Jesus. They are in need of the mercy of God, because our corrupt human nature is often not doing what we should do for God and the human beings. Also, the painful purification of the church with the scandals, they are in need of the mercy of God. This does not mean that all the deeds which are against God are not heavy and we have to tolerate them or just not to see them. Of course not. But the mercy of God is coming to all sinners and always lets open the door for conversion. God wants to forgive. God wants that we come back to the real way. He's offering forgiveness in Christ. And he's always ready, if we convert, also to forgive very heavy sins. The mercy of God is always giving man a new possibility to bring back his life in order before God. The justice could have made its work already, but mercy is stronger. And this you only can have from our Lord. And we can be thankful for this. And we meditated this the last weeks to the way of the high feast of resurrection of Christ. That's very deep meaning when we start at the Holy Friday, the novena for the mercy of God. Because on Holy Friday we see very visible the mercy of God in Christ, when he gave his life to liberate us and glorified our Father. Today, in the reading of the text of Apocalypse, we see the Lord in his glory, not longer as a suffering knight. No, he did the work of salvation, and he is master from eternity to eternity. In his hand we find the keys of death and the Hades. He is one who gives us the last justice, and he will do that with mercy and justice. We can come close to our Lord also when he is in his wonderful glory. It's the same Lord who died as a lamb at the cross. No fear, he said to the visionary. Jesus, who loved us so much that he went till the death, he prepared all for us in eternity. And he has the key for the death, because through him the death is not the very last horror we are approaching. No, the poison will put out from the Lord of a senselessness of the death. And he's opening the door for the eternal life, for the kingdoms of heaven. Jesus is transforming the death to a way coming home in his kingdom. Death, you're overcome, we heard in the night of Easter. Blessed who are dying in the Lord and have participated in the first resurrection, they will not suffer the second death, we can read in Apocalypse 26. So each day a man in faith can be prepared to come home to God, and if it can grow a strong longing for that at the end of the days he can go to the Lord. Hell, where is your victory? Although the key of the hell the Lord holds in his hands. No man has to go to eternal damnation with the devils if he trusts himself to the Son of God and believes in him. Because the Lord take away all from the Satan what he had caught, the one who is always blaming our brothers day and night before the Lord. We can compare this with Apocalypse 12:10. Jesus offering all people the salvation which lived for him during his time and after him. And after his death he went down to the Hades to offer the salvation. So to each man on earth, each human being in life or after the life, if he had not the possibility to meet Christ during the lifetime, God is offering the gift of salvation. Only man himself can refuse this offering of love with consciousness and will be separated from God in eternity. God, from his side, did all to save humanity.
The Introitus of today says, "The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made."
Misericordia Domini, plena est terra, alleluia. Verbo Dei celi firmati sunt, alleluia.